Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to debate the upcoming civil war. What civil war? Well, of course, there's obviously one in the Republican Party. There's actually, though, a very savvy Democrat who says that people who assume the Republican Party is going to blow apart, is going to split up, that there's no reconciliation, that the removal of Liz Cheney means the end of Republican unity. Jeff Greenfield, writing in Politico, says, don't bet on it, Democrats. We will get to that. And also the other long-term conflict, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There are people who are saying this is going to be another intifada. An intifada means an insurrection. The last two intifadas were disastrous. They involved the death of hundreds of people on both sides. There was one year, I believe it was 2002, where there were over 550 Israelis died, more than one a day, most of them in suicide bombings under horrible circumstances. Is that what we're coming to in the Middle East? Is that where it's going? Where is it going right now as war continues to rage? We'll speak to Michael Oren about that. He's not only a high-ranking former officer in the Israeli Defense Forces, he's also a member of parliament, and he is also a former ambassador from Israel to the United States, as well as a distinguished author and historian. We'll be speaking to Michael Oren a little bit later this hour. But first up, there not only are prospects and rumors of war, as people say, there was also a conference of peace, what people are calling the Big Four, or it's really the Big Six. Six people sat down together, properly masked. I'm not sure why, because I assume they're all vaccinated, but President Biden, Vice President Harris, representing the executive branch of government, and then representing the Democrats in Congress, the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and then representing the Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, who, of course, is the Republican leader, the minority leader in the House. And it's not a minority by much. It's so close in the House, and that's why they're having this meeting anyway. And then, of course, also Mitch McConnell, who is the most experienced and, I think, the savviest politician in the room. He is in most rooms he goes into. He was today. So what'd they talk about? They met for 2 hours. Apparently it was very amicable. But there was no sort of white smoke coming out of the White House chimney to signify some kind of agreement. What they're trying to agree on now is how do you define infrastructure? When you're talking about an infrastructure bill, which everybody says, oh, we want an infrastructure bill, we want to build an infrastructure, but what do they mean? So after the meeting with Biden at the White House on infrastructure, Kevin McCarthy came out. He took a few questions from the press, and of course, the first question he got was about another issue close to his heart, maybe even closer than the infrastructure issue, the issue of Liz Cheney and her dismissal today on a voice vote. We don't even know exactly how many diehard supporters Liz Cheney still had, but here is a question and answer by the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy of California, Bakersfield, California, about the Liz Cheney vote today to deny her her number three position in the House leadership. Here's Kevin McCarthy. It's clip 15.
Well, first of all, the conference will decide, but I don't think anybody is questioning the legitimacy of the presidential election. I think that is all over with. We're sitting here with the president today. So from that point of view, I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, well, that's kind of good to hear. There clearly are members of the House Republican caucus who continue to question the legitimacy of the election. But Kevin McCarthy, of course, is right. If the Republicans really do want to win the election in 2022 and take over the House, they're only going to do it by uniting on issues, uniting on a vision for the future, not going over stupid and pointless recounts like this insanity in Arizona, which is really a full-out disgrace. It's 2 million ballots. They are months late already in trying to count everything. It's not an official recount. It's one that Republicans are paying for. And it's going to yield nothing because Arizona's 11 electoral votes. Okay, Biden won by 36 electoral votes. He did. And he had 36 more electoral votes than he needed. So even if you take these votes away from Biden, he's still president. What is the point of all of this? And really, 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 what is the point of the whole battle on both sides between Liz Cheney and Kevin McCarthy, President Trump lurking in the background? All of this is not helpful to the country, and it's not helpful to the Republican Party. Last night, Liz Cheney went to the floor of the House ahead of the vote this morning to remove her from leadership, and she had this to say. This is clip 7.
This is not about policy. This is not about partisanship. This is about our duty as Americans. Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. I will not participate in that. I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
Okay, the second part of what she said, of course, is fine. The first part of what she said is wrong. And I greatly admire Liz Cheney. I hope she wins re-election. I hope all Republican incumbents win re-election so Republicans can take the House. I hope she wins re-election in Wyoming coming up next year. But when she says that that remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar, that doesn't describe the situation. What emboldens the liar is answering him. And the point about President Trump is he so much craves attention and wants attention. When you speak out against him, when really nobody asks you right now, when you insist in making Trump the center of attention, you're not hurting him. You're giving him what he wants. President Trump wants this whole election, wants all the political conversation in the Republican Party to be about him. And honestly, Liz Cheney and the Republican Party and the country would have been better off if there had just been a little bit of resolution, maybe some kind of an agreement between her and Leader McCarthy. Okay, we don't agree about how President Trump handled the election. We don't agree about, or at least we don't agree now. Kevin McCarthy has spoken out against President Trump right after the January 6th episode. But the point about this is that to say that remaining silent emboldens the liar in front of lies, not this liar. Answering him or condemning him emboldens him. We will get to wait till you hear the statement that President Trump released about Congresswoman Cheney. She also answered questions after the voice vote and her removal. We will get to that. What did President Trump actually have to say? Would you be shocked if I told you it was incredibly gracious and generous and warm and forgiving? And yes, you'd be shocked because that wouldn't be true. But we will get to that. We will also be speaking to Michael Oren, former ambassador of the State of Israel to the United States, about what happens next. How does the current conflict, which has claimed more lives overnight, how does the current conflict come to an end, to a resolution? And a resolution of what exactly are they fighting about? Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador, coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Oren, who's become a friend and a friend of this show, is the former Israeli ambassador to the United States. He's also a former officer in the IDF, in the Israel Defense Forces, a former member of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, and we served in the government as a deputy minister for diplomacy. He is also the author of the new book. It's a book of fiction, and it's a great read. It's called The Night Archer and Other Stories. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Michael, thank you very much for calling in. The latest developments, has anything changed in the last, oh, say, 12 hours dramatically in the ongoing warfare, because that's what it is, between Hamas and the State of Israel?
Good to be with you as always, Michael, and thank you for that very warm introduction. It's kind of a lull right now, a very tense lull here in southern Tel Aviv, where there was a massive barrage last night. Very quiet here. The streets are empty. And we're all braced for what could be an even larger onslaught of Hamas rockets this evening. Most of the news tonight is focused on domestic civil strife between Arabs and Jews in mixed neighborhoods. I'm talking to you from the mixed neighborhood of Jaffa, and I'll tell you that the police presence right below my window is very heavy indeed, in full riot gear. Though so far the peace has been maintained in Jaffa. Elsewhere, people have taken to the streets.
I understand that there was actually a great deal of street fighting and some injuries in Lod, which is a very mixed city. It was one of those examples of Israeli citizens of Israel and Palestinian citizens of Israel basically living, if not in harmony, at least with calm. But that wasn't the case last night. Is that right?
And it's not the case tonight either. Last night there were three synagogues burned in Lod. And the images of three synagogues burned in the Jewish state was terribly, deeply traumatic for all Israelis and shocking. And I say this isn't, Michael, it's a terrible tragedy. A tragedy for Israel, but above and beyond that, it's a tragedy for Israeli Arabs who have made just extraordinary leaps forward in recent years. Their social mobility is higher and quicker than that of Israeli Jews per capita. Christian Arabs are more affluent and better educated than Israeli Jews per capita. And then this recent elections where Israeli Arab parties became, in many ways, the kingmakers for our coalition and became part of the political process for the first time. These are very significant breakthroughs. And it now today appears to all have been lost in the last 24 hours.
And I know that one of the things that people say in behalf of the Hamas rocket launchers, and I think they would say that about the people who burned the synagogues in Lod, in central Israel, I mean, not far from the international airport, they would say, well, this was just retaliation for the unprovoked, brutal raid of the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque. That's not accurate, is it?
Well, it's not accurate. The police did go up there, and they went up there in force because the Palestinians were dumping rocks on thousands of Jewish worshippers at the Western Wall and firing fireworks at them. People could have been killed. So they had to go up there, and Hamas had prepared for the police to come up there. They had been stockpiling rocks and fireworks up on the Temple Mount for days, perhaps weeks before that. And you may have seen that rather harrowing picture of the trees atop the Temple Mount that had gone up in fire. It was the Palestinians who set those trees on fire with their fireworks. Just shows you how dangerous they were. But, you know, you could disagree about whether the police acted appropriately, whether they overreacted. We can debate that. But nothing justifies firing hundreds and potentially thousands of rockets at millions of unarmed civilians with the one goal of murdering them. That's what it's about. This is a genocidal onslaught by a genocidal organization. Nothing justifies that.
I understand that there are a lot of analysts who say that the real aim of Hamas here is to start another intifada, another insurrection that would go on for years, where there would be suicide bombings, there would be constant conflict, no chance at all, of course, for negotiations in terms of establishing a peace. The Wall Street Journal today featured a column saying it's not likely to go to an intifada. What's your opinion?
It's unlikely to go into intifada because the Palestinians of the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, have not recovered from the last intifada. And the fact of the matter is, economically, they're doing pretty well. And why risk it all? So Hamas is walking sort of a fine line. It wants to build up its prestige and stature in the West Bank. It wants to oust Mahmoud Abbas and the PLO. It wants to take over the PLO. But it doesn't want to create a situation where it also generates resentment among Palestinians in the West Bank who want, you know, want stability at the end of the day. So it's a different situation in Gaza. It's not even a situation where Hamas in Gaza is willing to fight Israel to the last West Bank Palestinian. They have to create a certain generation. They have to generate a certain level of tension. They have to show that they are the heroes. They're the ones who are fighting Israel. They're the ones who are protecting Al-Aqsa. They're the ones who are shelling Tel Aviv. And that is the way to achieve their next goal, which is really to take over the Palestinian national movement.
How do you think it ends?
Well, I know how it probably will end, which is less than satisfactory, and that it'll end the way previous rounds end. We will each claim some level of victory, Israel and the Palestinians, and the Hamas, and there'll be some Egyptian mediation. Maybe there's some American mediation. The Qataris will show up with big chunks of cash to throw at Hamas, and then we go back to that uneasy status quo until the next round. And this will continue indefinitely until Israel makes a decision that we're going to throw Hamas out. We are going to take responsibility for the Gaza Strip and come up with a better solution. And that solution could be bringing the Palestinian Authority into Gaza Strip, which many Israelis oppose. But you can't complain about not having an alternative if you're just going to be satisfied with the same status quo every time. I'm of the personal opinion that eventually we're going to have to make some very difficult decisions about Gaza, and we just can't keep doing this every couple of years.
So what you're saying is that a decision that would require an actual invasion on the ground.
Or, and I say this as someone who was actually responsible for Gaza for about a year and a half for the Israeli government, and I understand Gaza a little bit too intimately, it's actually increasing and enhancing the quality of life in Gaza, building water treatment plants, electricity plants, increasing trade, and creating a situation where Gazans actually have something to lose by going to war. I know this goes against every, you know, grain of our sort of Western-style logic, but Hamas likes keeping its population in poverty. It likes keeping them in a situation where they have nothing to lose. It makes it easier for Hamas to go to war. And then they don't care so much when we bomb them in retaliation. In any case, you know, they want us to bomb them because then we get delegitimized in the world. So they have it every way. We would, my recommendations to Israeli government was always to try to enhance the level of living, standard of living in Gaza, and so give the Palestinians something to lose. But the Israeli government couldn't take that decision because the regnant idea in Israel is that if it's bad for the Palestinians, it's good for us.
Okay, which is not necessarily true. The book, The Night Archer and Other Stories, the latest contribution by Michael Oren. Sleep well, stay safe. We'll be right back.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As gas shortages continue along the East Coast, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Biden administration is working around the clock to help get the Colonial Pipeline back online.
The president has directed us to bring all government resources to bear to help Colonial to resolve this.
Around 25% of gasoline stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel as of Wednesday morning, as states from New Jersey to Florida suffer from the gas outages. Arrests and detentions at the U.S.-Mexico border hit record levels in April, but fewer unaccompanied minors entered the United States illegally. Immigration arrests and detentions at the southern border last month rose by 3% from March to 178,622, the highest one-month total in 20 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, always fascinating to get the perspective of Michael Oren calling in from Israel, from a suburb of Tel Aviv, which has been targeted by rockets. There's actually a statement that I seems to me everybody can applaud from Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, who also is, she plays Wonder Woman in the films. And, yeah, the first film was great, Wonder Woman 1984, which is the second film, not so much. But it still was one of the biggest financial hits of last year. However, Gal Gadot has issued the following statement. And again, it's the kind of thing where I think virtually everybody can get behind something like this, if I can move this computer up. I'm broadcasting today, by the way, from our studio, which is pretty amazing. And here, now it works. Okay. She writes, my heart breaks. My country is at war. I worry for my family, my friends. I worry for my people. This is a vicious cycle that has been going on for far too long. Israel deserves to live as a free and safe nation. Our neighbors deserve the same. I pray for the victims and their families. I pray for this unimaginable hostility to end. I pray for our leaders to find the solution so we could live side by side in peace. I pray for better days. And look, I think prayers are very appropriate here. The difficulty is that people should not forget the very core nature of Hamas, which is classified by the American government, by all of the governments of the European Union, which are not particularly pro-Israel, and it clearly accepts the title of a terrorist organization. And one of the reports from Israel is apparently the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have succeeded in trapping a bunch of Hamas terrorists in one of their terror tunnels that they have spent a great deal of money, time, and effort trying to build so that people could come into Israel and murder people close up, not just by sending rockets. But the idea that Hamas, in order to escape the terror designation, which would have been useful for them, they had to do three things. They had to, number one, recognize that the state of Israel had a right to exist. They won't do that. Number two, renounce violence as a tool of politics. They won't do that. And number three, to say that they would be bound by previous agreements that had been reached by the Palestinian Authority, which they hate and they oppose and they actually have had bloody battles with. They won't do that. So the idea that all of a sudden you can sit down with Hamas and try to negotiate something, a ceasefire maybe, and God willing. Gadot's statement immediately became a hotly debated topic on Twitter, well, of course, where people called out her use of the word neighbors instead of referencing Palestine by name. And her support of Israel during the country's violent attacks on Palestine. By the way, there haven't been any mosques that have been burned. There haven't been any mosques that have been damaged. Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount was not damaged. They needed to stop. Some of the people were throwing rocks and causing injury and hospitalizations with rocks that had been stockpiled and then were seeking a refuge in the mosque. But there are no reports of physical damage to the mosque, no reports of attempts to burn it down. And some Twitter users began criticizing Gal Gadot's role as Wonder Woman, which landed a third film with director Patty Jenkins in late 2020 after the release of Wonder Woman 1984. Okay, there is more. And this also qualifies as the war at home, how this Israeli-Palestinian war has impacted an internal democratic battle. Now, this is fascinating because there's no conflict at all on the Republican side of things about support for Israel in opposition to terror. And can you think of a prominent Republican who was anti-Israel? Can you think of a prominent Democrat who is anti-Israel? I can think of a bunch of them. And they are people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and all the members of the squad. Ilhan Omar, of course, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, all out with profoundly anti-Israel statements, which we talked about yesterday. But Andrew Yang is not associating himself with that. He's running for mayor of New York. And Andrew Yang on Monday tweeted that he is standing with the people of Israel. And as Yahoo reports, amid the escalating violence between Israeli forces and Hamas. And then Yahoo puts in just something that just clearly is not true, which stems from the government threatening to evict Palestinian families from their homes in East Jerusalem. Okay. People have not been evicted. They haven't been threatened to be evicted by the government. What the government's trying to do is to let this lawsuit, which has been going on for a generation, for 30 years, to let this lawsuit get settled. And it's gone to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court delayed in reaching a judgment. But nobody's being evicted, for God's sake. Andrew Yang's pro-Israeli words ultimately led his campaign to cancel a planned trip to help distribute groceries in Queens ahead of Eid al-Fitr, the Muslim celebration marking the end of Ramadan. Ocasio-Cortez, who has often criticized the Israeli government and expressed her solidarity with the Palestinian people, weighed in after hearing the latest development. She called Yang's initial plan about distributing groceries utterly shameful. Why? After issuing what she described as a chest-thumping statement of support for Israel's military strikes on Gaza. The question here really, and it's a question that Trevor Noah actually posed, is what is the alternative? In other words, it's terrible to see the destruction in Israel. It's terrible to see the destruction in Gaza. But what would happen if Israel did not strike back? Is that a good idea to absorb the blows, the deaths? First of all, in a democratic country, the citizenry would not accept it. And one of the things that is happening is they're trying to put together a new government after their fourth election, and they'll probably go to a fifth. But who knows? We will get to the Trevor Noah question in a moment. In fact, do we have time to play it now, Jeremy? Yeah, let's go to clip 10. Listen.
Like, set aside motives and intentions, and just look at technology, technology alone. Israel has one of the most powerful militaries in the world. They can crush Gaza like that. Not to mention one of the most advanced defense systems in the world. You shoot a rocket at them, it's probably not going to do anything to them because of their defense system. Right? They've got a giant Mutombo in the sky just knocking them down. And I know that this is contentious. And I know that people are going to hate me for this. But I just want to ask an honest question here. If you are in a fight where the other person cannot beat you, how hard should you retaliate when they try to hurt you? Honest question. And I ask this question because I think of it like this. When I was a teenager, I would always get into fights with my little brothers. And little kids can be vicious, right? They're trying to punch you in the leg, trying to punch you in the nuts. They're kids, they do that. But my mom would say to me, whenever I get angry, she'd go, Trevor, don't hit the kid back because they can't hurt you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Killing people, destroying buildings, attacking schools, that hurts you. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show, a remarkable clip, it seems to me, by Trevor Noah. I understand he's sincere, but when he is comparing rocket attacks, and there have now been over 1,000 rocket attacks from Gaza into Israel, and Iron Dome is good. They apparently, about 200 of those 1,000 rocket attacks have fallen back into Gaza. And in fact, many of the civilian casualties, it's now become very clear, are not from Israeli strikes. Israel targets its missiles, even with Hamas hiding its military resources and its rocket launchers and more in civilian neighborhoods. But about 200 of the rocket attacks from Gaza have fallen back into Gaza, have not even made it across the border into Israel. And they also estimate that some at least 600 of the rocket attacks have been shot down by Iron Dome, which is very good. It's a great defense system. And yes, the United States worked together with Israel in developing it, and it's something that we used to defend our troops in the Middle East as well. But it's not perfect. And when rockets come through, I think about this. The first 3 people to die, Israelis, from the Hamas rocket attacks, now there are, I believe, 8 total dead. But the first 3 people to die were women, and one in her 40s, one in her 60s, one in her 80s. And this is a wrenching thing for a family, for any family. And the point over here is that I think everyone can believe that if Hamas made an announcement and said, okay, no more rocket attacks, that it's almost a sure thing that Israel would stop the bombing runs on Hamas targets. It almost certainly would happen that way, and would happen quickly. But if Israel just said, okay, we're not going to do any more bombing runs of Gaza, do you think that Hamas would cease the rocket attacks on Israel? And the answer is, of course not. because they want this wider war. There's a piece by Jonathan Speier in Wall Street Journal. A third intifada is unlikely, but Hamas is trying to start one. Monday's rocket salvo on Jerusalem kicked off a night of heavy fire from Hamas-controlled Gaza. The Israel Defense Forces, this is on Monday night, responded. Hamas has fired at least 630 rockets. That's 2 days old, of course. The Israel Defense Forces has hit at least 500 targets in the Gaza Strip in retaliation. At the time that I write this, rockets are still falling. There are dead and wounded on both sides. So for Trevor Noah to describe this in terms of his mother's advice on why he shouldn't hit back at his little brothers, the reason that Israel has this very formidable military, and it does, is not because it wants to invade its neighbors or suppress its neighbors. It's called defense. When you are a nation of just under 9 million, which Israel is, and you are surrounded by more than 300 million Arabs, some of whom, by the way, have made peace, and which has been a huge boon to those Arab countries as well. This is one of those things my brother was talking about when he's on the show last night. Is the shame of all this is it's coming at a time when basically there was growing recognition in various parts of the Arab world, including apparently in the West Bank, and for some of the Palestinians under the Palestinian Authority, not under Hamas, but a growing recognition that spending all this money on rockets, all of the destruction, basically destroying cars when you blow up cars with car bombs, destroying lives, it's devastating economically. And if you are struggling to try to provide a better standard of living for your people, I don't think Hamas cares about such things, but the idea of the wastefulness of all of this, the pointless destruction, it's appalling. Jen Psaki yesterday, the White House press spokesman, of course, had this to say about the president's support for Israel. The president himself should speak out more firmly, but this is Jen Psaki. Listen.
The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people is fundamental and will never waver. We condemn ongoing rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem. We also stand against extremism that has inflicted violence on both communities. Jerusalem, a city of such importance to people of faith around the world, must be a place of coexistence. It is up to the officials, residents, and leaders to restore the city to a place of calm. The president and his team will continue to pursue the conditions for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation, and protection of civilians.
Okay, fine, perfectly legitimate. And of course, everybody wants Jerusalem to return to a place of calm. What's fascinating is Jerusalem has been a place of calm, even in the midst of some of the rhetoric surrounding. You can go. I mean, again, every time I go to Israel, I at least spend some time in the Old City, which is classified as East Jerusalem. And when you look at the Old City, the Jewish quarter, which is inhabited mostly by people who are fairly religious, and the Muslim quarter are there. There's an Armenian quarter in Jerusalem, which most people forget about. And then, of course, a Christian quarter, which is Christian Arabs. But the crime rate, the overall violent crime rate, including terror in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv, for that matter, which are both big cities, both well over a million in their metropolitan area, that crime rate is lower than almost any American major city. vastly lower than Chicago or Baltimore. We'll be talking about the crime wave in Baltimore a little bit later in the show. There's also a statement from the mayor of another big city who finally seems to have realized that, hey, all that defund the police stuff, that may be contributed to rising crime. It does. There are causes and effects. The report from the Wall Street Journal, in Lode, a mob broke into and ransacked and set on fire a synagogue. It's actually now three synagogues in Lode. One Arab citizen of Israel participating in the riot was shot and died. And an Israeli Jewish man has been arrested as a suspect. Nazareth, Haifa, Shafaram, and other smaller towns also witnessed stormy scenes. And Jonathan Speier writes, the context of Ramadan, always a time of heightened religious and nationalist tension, is crucial. Fears of a supposed Israeli threat to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque are fueling the unrest. Some clumsy policing, an imminent court ruling concerning a long-standing property dispute in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, and a series of assaults on ultra-Orthodox Jews have added to the tension. Tension, but for goodness sake, tension doesn't just spontaneously lead to 1,000 rockets, right? This is not a rational response. And if Israel were to behave as if it were a rational response, not to respond in kind, that goes to the other problem with what Trevor Noah said. Yes, it bothers me what he said. When he talks about, oh, this is like if your little brother, even if your little brother kicks you in the beep and or hits you in the eye, you don't beat up your little brother over that. If this is not the first time, this is not the second time, this is not the fifth time. The desire from Hamas ongoing to commit genocide against the Jewish people, against my people, is real. And that's why this is something that should unite people of goodwill. But instead, it's dividing the Democratic Party. We'll talk about that party battle and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.